We have our annual Spooktacular event, which is very much geared towards our kids, families. That is October 21st from 5 to 8. That annual event is always sponsored generously by many of our local dentists because it is a candy-free event. But that does not mean we're not having a lot of fun. We get great attendance for that. And it is just $1 a person to attend that event. And we have every building open on the campus. We have so many activities for the kids. Just a great opportunity to enjoy the museum if you haven't been in a while or if you've never been. For just $1, you get the full campus and a lot of great activities as well and refreshments.
All decked out for Halloween?
Absolutely, all decked out. Right now, Joy, our curator and archivist, is busy decorating the historic Hall House, the haunted Hall House, as we'll call it, for this season.
And there are some stories. I know we've talked about this before.
We are constantly approached by paranormal investigators to do more investigations of the Hall House, but we've had a few, and they do frequently get activity in the attic. So all of us who have been at the museum for a while have our own stories about that. But I think if we have spirits, I always say they're very benevolent. They're happy that we're there. So I think they're content. But
you
have
a story?
I do have a couple of stories. I am in my office frequently late at night, and I don't do that so much anymore because I've had a couple of occurrences that have made the hair stand up. And yeah. Yes, I've had a few stories, and we have a suspicious elevator that likes to go up and down on its own. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, the Spooktacular is great for all ages and a lot of fun.
It is not too scary for the young ones. And we also have a new children's book that's given at the door to each family that comes.
And you mentioned activities and so on that part of that too.
Yeah, lots of great activities, Halloween and themed. But of course, Deb Wickerham, my education coordinator, a retired science teacher, they all typically have a science education theme to them as well. So lots of fun.
Okay. And then we've got a classic movie night.
We do. Another classic movie night this month, October 27th. So if you've not been to classic movie night before, a great date night, a great way to spend the evening. Always free and open to the public. We do a little bit of context beforehand, a short little history lesson, give you some more information about the film itself. You can stick around afterwards if you want to have a discussion with the rest of the group. But October 27th at 7 p.m., we'll have Shadow of a Doubt, so a 1940s era film.